Pete Magishik III has one rule for me as we head out on Rice Lake on the Sacagan Chippewa Reservation in Forest County. He's happy to take me in his canoe to harvest wild rice, but I have to work.
How long have you been ricing, Pete?
I've been ricing for 48 years.
As he pushes the canoe through wild rice beds with a 16-foot pole, he shows me how to pick. With a shorter wooden pole, the picker bends the rice plant over the canoe, using a second pole to knock the rice into the canoe.
And gently tap it like that.
Okay.
That's the thrashing sound you hear as Magishik explains why he loves being here, feeling the spirit of wild rice on the lake.
I don't know, it just talks to me. It's something you feel in your heart. You can't describe it. All you can do is feel it.
In his mid-50s, wearing a hat and Sacagan Chippewa hoodie, Magishik is in his first year as a tribal rice chief, a responsibility passed to him by his father, Pete Magishik Jr. Relatives, elders, and ancestors play a major role in wild rice's connection to the Ojibwe tribes in the Great Lakes area.
It's not just a food for us, it is a spiritual meaning and existence.
Tribal Environmental Director Tina Van Zyl retells the story of how Ojibwe tribes came here hundreds of years ago, guided by a prophecy.
The prophecy told us that we were supposed to go west and find the food that grows on water, and that's where we were meant to be and meant to settle.
That water, in turn, plays a critical role in the health of wild rice beds across the area. Van Zyl says wild rice lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks need free-flowing water without obstructions.
So no culverts that are undersized or no dams. And so just it's in its natural flow.
But as waterways in northern Wisconsin were developed, those obstructions increased, says Peter David, a wildlife biologist with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission.
We know a lot of the beds that once existed here 200 or 300 years ago have been lost.
David also points to climate change, which can produce heavy rainfall, high winds, and elevated humidity, as a major impact to wild rice.
Climate change brings a whole bunch of different potential impacts to rice, and none of them are favorable. Across the landscape, rice is seeing new threats. And I think there's a great deal of concern that rice is trending downward in many areas.
Back on Rice Lake, Rice Chief Pete Magishik agrees. He says he's deeply concerned about the trend of rice beds in the area. In the 1930s, Magishik says, when the Sacagan Chippewa were finally granted a reservation, the tribe wanted land in the Mole Lake area because seven local lakes had wild rice.
This is the only one of those lakes, those seven lakes, that had wild rice. It's the only one that has wild rice right now.
The threat to the resource troubles tribal members like Tina Van Zyl, the environmental director. A loss of wild rice could mean not only a loss of food, but a loss of culture.
You see it, you know, disappearing on all these lakes. Ojibwe people, I think, are kind of scared that what's going to happen if that were to happen, if all the lakes were, you know, not to produce, and what, you know, it's a kind of a scary thought for me personally, thinking that would that mean something?
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.